Welcome, noble viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. The Bhagavad Gita is considered one of Hinduism's most sacred texts and records the teachings Lord Krishna imparted to his disciple Arjuna on life, spirituality, and the universe. Regarding the nature of thoughts, Lord Krishna said, "You are what you think, hence thought is action, being and becoming. What one thinks, one becomes. Such is the power of thought." On today's program, we are delighted to share a story of how constructive thinking brought about tremendous change to one man's life, a transformation which proves anything is possible. In 1987, Dr. Ali Dinesh, a psychiatrist originally from Iran who settled in New Zealand, met with a serious road accident that resulted in a major brain injury. He lay in a hospital unconscious for more than 4 months. The damage was so severe that doctors said he would not be able to walk or talk again and that he would be blind for life. Today, Dr. Dinesh walks with the help of a walker and is able to see. What's more, by sheer willpower, he has regained the ability to read, write, and speak. As a beacon of hope to other patients and all those facing serious challenges in life, Dr. Dinesh is living proof of the miraculous power of uplifting thoughts, determination, and constructive actions. In this first of a two-part series, Dr. Dinesh shares his remarkable experiences of self-healing and rehabilitation in his journey towards recovery.
Dr. Dinesh, could you tell us a bit about your life before your accident?
Oh, before my accident, I have a very active life in working with patients, especially those injured patients, psychiatric patients, and I was working in several hospital in the United States, and mainly as the chief of psychiatry department at Macbeth Hospital, Clinton Hospital, and many university and things like that. I had a lot of recognition and achievement. I was very proud of contributing to wellness of mankind, wellness of patients and their family and everyone.
Following the devastating accident, Dr. Dinesh was hospitalized for an extended period of time. Once, while visiting him in the hospital, his wife noticed something was amiss, and it turned out his oxygen was disconnected. She summoned help, and following this episode, Dr. Dinesh regained consciousness.
After that, I become active again. I thought, okay, now I'm conscious out of, and I am conscious now, unconscious not anymore. Therefore, I have to do something, contribute to wellness of people. To started to do a lot of research since my accident. I did not waste 1 minute of my life. If we are alive, we should contribute to wellness of others. I'm more than glad to participate in any kind of program that help the people become more conscious about how much potential every human being has, because we don't know that much. Really, we have unlimited potential and capacity. Our brain can produce a lot of new cells and participate to a lot of wellness.
Nick Beetz and Allison McClellan of the Brain Injury Association of New Zealand facilitate a support group of which Dr. Dinesh and others who have experienced brain injuries are a part.
The thing I think he gives mostly to the group is never to give up. And he is sort of living proof of never giving up.
He's such an embodiment of what he is, you know, what he is saying and thinking and believing.
He brings the positiveness into the group. Some others bring the negativity. Mm. He equals it out by his real great positive attitude.
I think, you know, in terms of the wider community and talking with health professionals and things, I mean, it's very hard, you know, for people who are working with somebody who has been in a coma for months or whatever, to kind of imagine where this person's going to go, and for Ali to kind of say, well, look, you know, I mean, against the odds, you can get to this level of ability and, exactly. And functioning and this quality of life. I think one of the most important things that I take from Ali's messages is that...
Of course, I attend support group and contribute wellness, and we don't know how much hope triggered our brain and opened the gate of success and wellness. Hope is something that you cannot imagine how powerful is the concept of hope. And I'm hoping to inject it to every human being as much as they need.
Indeed, the book of Genesis in the Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, also known as the Old Testament of the Holy Bible, states, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them." Thus, as children of God, we are endowed with capabilities and qualities of the Creator. Dr. Dinesh's story suggests it is up to us to search deep within ourselves to discover the true potential that we all possess. When we return, we will hear more inspirational words from Dr. Ali Dinesh. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
They brought a wheelchair. I said, sorry, doctor, you have to sit in wheelchair life to be able to move around. I said, no, I don't like wheelchair. Really, I tried my best to overcome my physical handicap, and I think now my goal is contribute this kind of achievement to others.
Welcome back, caring viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Our program features Dr. Ali Dinesh, who is living proof of how the miraculous power of constructive thinking can induce self-healing and rehabilitation.
After my accident, they told my wife, sorry, your husband is going to be blind, deaf, and by chance he survived, he will be brainless, cannot talk, walk, and cannot communicate. And this is because of I was unconscious for several months, and therefore, when I became a little conscious, the first thing I done in my life, kissed my wife. Unbelievable. And it was the middle of night. She came from home to hospital, see me, and when she talked to doctors that my husband kissed me last night, they laughed and they said she's joking. They couldn't believe her.
Determined to the utmost to regain his independence, Dr. Ali trained himself to move about once again through his sheer will to succeed.
After I become conscious enough to see I couldn't move my hand, I started to move a little by little, and then finally move it around, and the same thing for my legs. And when one day I become brave enough, I said, I have to go out of home, because I was at home several months not going out. But I didn't tell my wife or anyone. I started to open the door and get out of the door and walk like a dog or cat on the street.
Oh, like, hands and knees.
Like I went and crossed the street even with like a cat and dog and things like that started. And one day I decided to say, okay, now it's time to try to something. I put my hand on table and stand up. And it takes maybe 5 minutes to be able to stand up and hold my on the street, on table, to not fall down. And this repeated maybe 200-300 times a day, and until gradually I was able to get up and sit, and little by little, and therefore I overcome almost all of my problems. although I have a double vision that is making a little difficult to read, but besides that, physical, almost, I can say, 100% improved. And mentally, my wife said, your memory and the things that you are memorizing, because I started memorizing a lot of Shakespeare, therefore I overcome my handicap and problem. I wanted now share this kind of feeling to others. Every injured person, every family of injured person, every society they have injured person, they should know that a lot of potential for this injured one. I was a good talker before my accident too. I was talking to thousands of people and students, motivate them and say how much they can achieve. I want to again start doing the same thing.
Since recovering to a large extent from his brain injury, Dr. Dinesh has devoted his time encouraging and helping others who are also undergoing similar challenges in regaining their physical functions, particularly those participating in brain injury support groups.
I notice he'll sit there and he won't talk just for talking's sake,
no,
like a lot of
no.
them do. He will only talk when he has something really interesting to say, or that he feels that he needs to contribute.
Mm. He's actually out there and kind of trying to pushing a message and, yep. and trying to actively influence other people. He's really wanting to make a difference.
And I think because of his position, it's good, because they need people from all the spectrums. It's quite good that he's in the speakers forum for Brain Injury New Zealand, a group of speakers that go around and talk to other groups so they can see how they progressed after their accident.
Indeed, heaven has given us innumerable spiritual gifts, and it is up to each of us to use our endowed abilities to constructively transform our lives and those of others. There is a famous saying that the positive thinker sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. Dr. Ali Dinesh truly exemplifies this powerful statement. Thank you, loyal viewers, for your company on today's Science and Spirituality. Please join us again next Monday for part two of our program featuring the amazing Dr. Ali Dinesh. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May we all discover our divine nature within.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.